I was talking about the women that are with us when I came on right after 5 o'clock this morning. And I know that you got this together. This is such an important issue. I never realized 50 million Americans, 1 out of 4, have been diagnosed with arthritis.
Brad, this is really astounding, and our guests are here. The big event, the Greater Hartford Walk to Cure Arthritis, on Sunday, May 7th, from 9 a.m. to noon at the University of St. Joseph in West Hartford. And joining us this morning in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chairs are Dr. Helena Nolasco, rheumatologist with Starling Physicians and the 2017 Greater Hartford Walk to Cure Arthritis Medical Honoree, Jenna Campana, 2017 Greater Hartford Walk to Cure Arthritis Adult Honoree, and Lou Ellen Perkins, who is the Senior Development Director of the Arthritis Foundation. And we say good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. You know, whenever I think of arthritis, my grandparents raised me, and my grandmother struggled with arthritis for years. And you just don't realize, and I never realized, that 300,000 children under age 18 are affected by juvenile arthritis, 3,400 of them here in Connecticut.
That is correct. Well, that is correct. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Get in close to the mic.
Yes, arthritis is the number one disability in the United States.
Wow.
And 300,000 children suffer with it, and people just think it's an old person's disease, but it truly isn't.
Doctor, for people who don't know, what is arthritis? And get right in that mic.
Well, arthritis is damaged joints, either from mechanical forces or local inflammation, or even from autoimmune diseases affecting the joints. There are also crystal-based arthritis like gout, which a lot of people suffer from. And also, you know, young children can be affected also by juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, as well as other types of arthritis as well, often from an autoimmune standpoint. So it is anything that, you know, causes the joints to hurt when you move them. And it's caused by damage, you know, for the most common type being osteoarthritis, which really is a combination of mechanical forces as well as the aging process causing damage to joints. And unfortunately, it is the most common form of arthritis, and the one which research needs to be done to further that way of treating that, because right now the best way to treat it is through mechanical means and by weight loss, exercise, and there's no way of reversing the process or arresting the progression of it. So that is the one arthritis that affects most people and for which we don't have much to offer yet, but there is hope that in the future we will. We've had much, you know, more success, which we are very hopeful for and very grateful for, in the autoimmune or autoinflammatory joint diseases. And before, in the 1950s, all there was prednisone, and someone won the Nobel Prize for prednisone because they had a number of people sitting in wheelchairs who had rheumatoid arthritis, gave those people prednisone, and they were walking in a few days.
Wow.
But that, so it hasn't been that long in our history that we've had, you know, to battle arthritis. And over the course of even my time in starting as a rheumatology fellow, I recognize there's been great advances. At that time, when I was a rheumatology fellow, medications like Remicade and Enbrel were the newest drugs on the block. And since that time, so many more, you know, medications have come through that have been helpful, that are other biologics. So we have a lot more to offer in the autoimmune and autoinflammatory arthritis that we did not have before. So we are very hopeful that over time we'll yet have more treatment for our patients.
You know, what's amazing, if you look back in history, and Benjamin Franklin, some of these great leaders had arthritis and developed the gout. the gout and didn't have any cures at that time. Can you imagine what they did in those particular eras and the history of our country and had this kind of pain?
It's terrible pain. And at that time, probably there was no treatment, and everyone liked port, and especially in lead-lined barrels, so which even worsened gout.
No wonder he went to fly a kite.
No, really. I mean, seriously, it was just terrible.
Jenna Campana is the 2017 Greater Hartford Walk to Cure Arthritis adult honoree, and she was diagnosed with juvenile arthritis. Tell our audience your story, Jenna.
So I was diagnosed with technically what's called juvenile idiopathic rheumatoid arthritis when I was 13 years old. I started waking up in the middle of the night just kind of randomly in extreme pain with no reason why, no obvious other symptoms. And it took about 5 years of various treatments, various disorder diagnoses until I was a senior in high school and actually got thyroid cancer. And just shortly after that diagnosis and treatment, I was officially diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. So for the past 21 years, I've been experiencing basically just chronic pain in all my joints.
All the time?
Not all the time anymore. I actually have a great pain management system now. I take Enbrel, which is a biologic. It's a shot that I give myself on a regular basis, and it has been amazing for me. It has really worked for me, and I don't know what I would do without it. I have two little boys right now that are 1 and 3, and when I first started thinking about getting pregnant and having kids, it was kind of a really scary experience because I didn't know how my pain would be affected and how the disease would be affected and whether or not I would be able to have children. And I had to go off the medication, and I knew that going off the medication had not gone well for me in the past. So it actually worked out. I have two beautiful boys now. I'm back on my medication. My pain is managed nicely, but it's scary because I don't know what the future holds for me. And I know other people who have taken Enbrel or have taken different sorts of medications that it has stopped working for them at some point. And it's kind of like, where do you go from there? You don't really know what's going to happen.
Now, do you believe, just listening to you, that you should really search out for a doctor that just specializes in arthritis? I can't believe what you went through. It's got to be terrible.
Yeah, and I think as a child, too, you know, you guys have kind of how opened up to this, but when I was 13 and my doctor said I had arthritis, I was like, what are you talking about? That's not, you know, you watch commercials on TV for medications, and the people who have arthritis are not 13-year-old children, you know, active. I was a cheerleader. I was doing a lot of gymnastics, a lot of stunting, and just, you know, very active and athletic, and it took me completely by surprise, and I think what's important about a walk like this and being an honoree is being able to kind of explain to people that, yes, even children, you know, toddlers, babies, young teenagers, young adults can have arthritis. It's not just a disease of getting older. It's a chronic, widespread pain management or pain disease that that you can have. And also, I think it's important, like, to explain how severe it can be. You know, some people, I'm very lucky at this point. I have my pain pretty well managed. I have what we call flare-ups here and there where I have stiffness and swelling in my joints. I can't do certain things. But there are some people who are not lucky enough to have the benefit of that medication every day, and they are in widespread pain, and they are unable to control it. And, it can affect other systems of the body as well. It's an immune system disease, so your immune system is kind of out of whack, and you can get sicknesses. I had personally, I had an experience a couple years ago where they thought I had tuberculosis, which really isn't something you think about in this day and age, but it's definitely something that they had to look into, and they had to kind of, people with arthritis have to deal with all sorts of other diseases in association with the arthritis.
You know, I was just thinking about something that I had done on Channel 3. And an investigative documentary on lupus, and never realized until then, And this is all part of the whole arthritis situation. So it is so dangerous. So dangerous.
Brad, I want to get the Llewellyn Perkins in here because we want to talk about the walk. And again, our guests are Dr. Helena Nolasco, Jenna Campana, Llewellyn Perkins. Llewellyn is Senior Development Director of the Arthritis Foundation. The big walk is on May 7th. Llewellyn, how about giving us some more information?
Yes, it's a wonderful walk. It's a morning to come out and celebrate all our heroes with arthritis, our champions of yes. We'll have over 500 people in attendance. It's a great event for people of all ages. Your sister station, The Whale, will be out there. They'll be playing music and having some games going on. We'll be during our opening ceremonies. We'll begin at 9:30. Registration begins at 9 a.m. And we'll be honoring all our arthritis heroes. And Home Depot will be out there with their kids' workshops, so all the kids get to come out and build something and bring it home. We have a live touch tank coming. We have massages out on free massages out at the walk. We also try to make it fun and interesting because it's a quarter mile loop, so every time you take a lap you get a playing card, and you play poker on the track, and whoever has the best hands, we give out prizes. And you'll only hear this probably, we encourage people to cheat at poker, because if you need an ace or a joke, it might start that conversation with someone else there at the walk that is a hero as well. So it's the only time you'll be encouraged to cheat with poker. You know, we have free refreshments. Qdoba comes out with you know, they made a guacamole last year, which was great, you know, from Polar to Deep River Chips to, you know, we'll have bagels. But it's just a great day for everybody to come together and celebrate, you know, here in Connecticut, nearly 700,000 adults and 3,400 children with arthritis. There was two other stats I did want to throw in as well. Because this morning you had a comedian on, too, that was part of the Navy. But here in the United States, one out of three people from the armed services coming back from service suffer with osteoarthritis. And that's due to, if you think about it, if they're out in the desert or wherever they are with their heavy backpacks, the amount of weight they put on their bodies, so they're being diagnosed with osteoarthritis. We are working with the Department of Defense right now, the Arthritis Foundation, and truly trying to get, I believe it's a $15 million research bill passed so we can help our service people coming back home.
How about this lupus? Can you just get into this a little bit? There's some people that...
Well, maybe Dr. Could address that.
One of you.
The quintessential autoimmune disease, and it usually affects women, females predominantly, in their childbearing years. No one knows why people develop lupus. It could be genetic factors combined with environmental factors that all come together in a perfect storm, and then that person will develop lupus. It attacks joints, causes joint inflammation, very painful rashes. Can affect kidneys as well as other parts of the body. It can be a devastating disease, but with good treatment, oftentimes we've been able to treat this illness effectively, and these people can lead, you know, normal lives, you know, have children, you know, and you know, work and do what they need to do with effective treatment.
Doctor, what about physical activity? Jenna mentioned she was a cheerleader. Can physical activity, particularly at a younger age, accelerate the arthritis process?
If it's too much. But generally, we advise physical activity and exercise, and especially knowing how to protect the body with proper joint mechanics and therapeutic exercise. If someone already has damage to a part of their body in terms of their spine, their knee, we often prescribe physical therapy, sometimes aquatherapy, to learn protective joint techniques and certain exercises that will improve the pain in these locations and make that person stronger. Generally, I do not advise my patients to just sit on a couch and do nothing. I want them to exercise because often exercise and doing the right kind of exercise, often it's not jumping up and down. That could be awful in terms of the...
Well, how about runners?
Runners
leave themselves open to arthritis in later years?
Well, it's interesting, but runners generally, you know, don't develop the kind of arthritis just because of the way the way they use their bodies. They are oftentimes they stretch before they run, and oftentimes they will also stretch after they run. And oftentimes they don't necessarily develop worse osteoarthritis than others. Oftentimes, you know, one can speculate just because they have good muscle mass. But if one does any torquing motion or has an injury, that can oftentimes make things worse. And that's what, you know, so that can, you know, accelerate osteoarthritis.
Jenna, what do you do for exercise?
I chase two toddlers. A toddler and a preschooler, technically. But, yeah, my days are pretty busy. I don't get in as much exercise as I would like to get in my kind of exercise, but it's mostly, it's mostly about play for me with the kids right now. I was very big into yoga, which is still something that's very, I think, important for people with arthritis to do. I ran into a problem where one of my wrists is kind of permanently swollen, and I'm unable to push it flat against the floor, which makes a lot of yoga positions very difficult. So I've kind of compensated for that in different ways, using a fist instead of a flat hand, but it can make things very difficult. And sometimes the activities that you're used to being able to do, even though I've had arthritis my whole life and I've been able to do a lot with it, you know, you never know when some point something's going to pop up and all of a sudden what you were able to do before you're no longer able to do.
Do you stretch?
I do. Yeah, I try to. I try to do something every day. And if it's not, you know, even if it's just walking, I try to do a little bit of extra walking. If I can, take the stairs instead of the elevator kind of stuff. Trying now that the weather's getting nice, this is a lot easier for me. I can take my kids out. I can push them in the stroller. I can run around in the yard. And I've noticed actually now that we're outside doing a little bit more running that I'm a little bit out of shape, getting winded a little quicker. But, you know, that's the kind of things that I would like to be able to do more is more exercise. Definitely to
you know,
see if that helps.
It's just amazing sitting here next to you and just listening to you and the way you look tremendous.
Thank you.
You really, really do. If you didn't say that you had arthritis, nobody would know.
Yeah, and I think that it's so important that you said that because that is something that I personally have struggled with my whole life, especially as a child. Because when you're a kid, like we said, nobody really associates arthritis with children. And so for me growing up, trying to explain to my friends why I can't do certain things because I'm in so much pain and they don't understand. There's no broken bones. There's no, you know, injury. Like, you know, they don't understand what's the matter. And that's still something I struggle with today. And, you know, after 21 years, I've gotten used to being in pain. So I could be in pain and nobody will know because I deal with it and I, you know, I move on. And I definitely think that's one of the hardest things that people with arthritis go through is that if nobody knows arthritis or if they don't have, you know, an obvious injury or something to look at, then they just don't understand how painful it can actually be.
May the 7th.
Running out of time quickly, Llewellyn. A quick recap on the big walk on May the 7th.
Sure. Registration begins at 9 a.m. and the walk goes through till noon. You can go on our website at arthritis.org and register. We ask everyone to register. It's a lot of fun, you know, and we've had great support from the Greater Hartford community. And some of our vendors that will be out there are EMGen, AbbVie, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Aspen Re, and it's going to be a great day of fun.
Terrific. Good luck with the walk, and thank you all.
Thank you all, really.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate
it. Talk about inspiration. I'm going to feel good for the next month.